This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Former President Donald Trump is calling the history-making federal indictment against him ridiculous and baseless. Associated Press correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Speaking Saturday to the Georgia Republican Convention, the frontrunner for the 2024 GOP nomination for president tried to frame the 37 criminal charges he's facing as an attack not just on him, but his supporters.
In the end, they're not coming after me. They're coming after you, and I'm just standing in their way. Here I am. I'm standing in their way, and I always will be.
In the indictment unsealed Friday, Trump is accused of willfully defying Justice Department demands to return classified documents, enlisting aides in his efforts to hide the records, and telling his lawyers he wanted to defy a subpoena.
The ridiculous and baseless indictment of me by the Biden administration's weaponized Department of Injustice will go down as among the most horrific abuses of power.
I'm Julie Walker.
Despite those protestations, legal experts say former President Trump faces a formidable task defending against the charges. Reuters correspondent Emma Jelly reports.
The 37 counts against him were unsealed in Florida federal court on Friday and include violations of the Espionage Act, obstruction of justice conspiracy, and false statements. National security law experts are struck by the breadth of evidence in the indictment. They say it makes a strong case for prosecutors' allegation that Trump illegally took the documents and then tried to cover it up. This is Craig Green, a law professor at Temple University.
The closer and more attentive Trump has been to the location of the boxes, the harder it is for him to say, oh, it was just a mistake. It seems very clear that he was personally involved, and that actually there's a lot of suggestion that he knew quite well that there were